Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier with FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations. Our co-host is our guest today, Marshall R. Matthews, enrolled agent with IRS, and we're going to talk about a 2017 tax update. Welcome to the program, Marshall.
Thank you very much, Ruth, and welcome, Chicagoland, to our program. And we hope that you'll get information today that will help you in preparing your taxes and getting ready for the new upcoming tax changes, which the Congress has recently passed.
Tell us about your background, Marshall.
Well, for those of you who have not listened to our past programs on taxes, I have been doing taxes for over 35 years now as a tax paralegal, working in law firms, banks, and as well as doing personal taxes across the city. And it has been a joy. I love taxes. I enjoy taxes very much. It was a career that I got into as a sophomore in college. And now that I'm years old, I'm still doing it.
Well, Marshall, before we get started, we'd like to update our audience on some of the events that are going on around the city from past guests that have been on the program. Could you start us off?
Yes, I would like to remind everyone that Chicago Children's Choir and their specialized choir, the Voices of Chicago, will be performing at Chicago Symphony Center during this Black History Month concert series, which begins on February the 14th, 15th, and 16th. They will be at 10:45 a.m. So there are matinee performances throughout Black History Month to celebrate Black History Month. And if you want any information about this, please contact Symphony Center, and they will be glad to put you in contact with how to get tickets and what the ticket prices are.
Well, our next update that we would like to share with you is in partnership with the American Blind Skiing Foundation is a ski trip. When? It's Sunday, February 25th, 2018. The location is the Alpine Valley Resort. A bus will leave from the Chicago Lighthouse North at 7 o'clock a.m. or participants can meet at Alpine Valley Resort at 8:30 a.m. This is for our youth ages 15 to 24 years old. There will be instruction from certified ski instructors. So we encourage, if you know any youth, to please come out and support this event. It's going to be fun for everyone. This is a free event, but lunch is not included. For more information, please contact Shelly Hammer, Manager, Children Youth Enrichment Programs. You can email her at shellyhammer@chicagolighthouse.org. That's shelly@chicagolighthouse.org. Or you can call her directly at 847-510-2055. Now, another event that we want to make sure that you take advantage of is to join us for the second annual Poker and Casino Night benefiting the Chicago Lighthouse North. Proceeds will support the world-class programs and services of the Chicago Lighthouse North in Glenview for people of all ages in the north and northwest suburbs who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. For more information and registration, visit www.chicagolighthouse.org/events/casino, or you can email lindsayinglis@chicagolighthouse.org, and her name is spelled lindsayinglis@chicagolighthouse.org. You can call her directly, 312-447-3448. It's going to be a fun evening. The co-chairs are Gary Rich, the board chair, and Jeffrey M. Jackson, PhD. And of course, the event date is Thursday, March 1st, 2018, and it's going to be held at Gibson's Steakhouse / Hugo's Frog Bar. That's 1024 North Rush Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Cards fly at 7 o'clock p.m. It's featuring charitable casino games, Texas Hold'em poker tournament, premium cocktails, Gibson's signature dinner and desserts, and over $20,000 in prizes. Again, the date, Thursday, March 1st. And please contact Lindsay Inglis at 312-447-3448. Now, we don't want anyone to procrastinate about filing the 2017 taxes. So let's start off, Marshall, with you sharing with our audience any significant changes in the tax laws this year.
Well, there have been very significant changes in the tax law, but not for this year. What Congress has done is passed a very large tax bill where they said they were making something simple. They made it very large. So we will talk about that at the end of the program, some of the effects of what they've done. But for this year's tax return, the only thing they did was just pass extenders that will expire. So they made sure everything didn't expire, so your tax form should look just like the tax form from last year, and you get the same deductions you had last year, and you just need to be prepared for what's coming up next year.
Very good. That's good news. Well, when preparing to have our taxes done, what documents do we really need to pull together?
Well, for the most part, for most individuals who do work, they'll have a W-2. So you need your W-2 form. There are those of you who have your investments, so you'll need your investment statements from your statement accounts, like your dividends from your stock portfolios that you may have, or your mutual fund statements. And you'll need to have, if you have any interest in your interest-bearing accounts on your money in the bank, you'll need your interest statements from the bank. Most of those will be filed on your last statement of the year that covers the period ending December 31st. Once you get those statements, you'll be able to see them in the last page. It's going to say tax information, take to your tax professional. And that's the page that you need to take off and take to your tax professional. Not the whole 30-page statement, just the page that says tax information.
All right. Well, that gets us started. Now, how will the new tax laws affect individuals in their tax planning?
Well, tax planning this year is going to be dramatically different than it has been in past years. Because what Congress did do, they did change the tax brackets. So with the tax brackets being changed, that means that some people are already experiencing more money in their paycheck. Mm-hmm. So if you're above the poorest of our workers, so if you're making more than $10,000, you're starting to see already a change in your take-home pay. But if you're making below $10,000, you're seeing about the same because your tax rate of 10% is still the bottom tax rate. So those who are on the bottom of the economic ladder are not seeing more money in their paycheck like some other people are. Mm-hmm. It's all based upon income. So anybody above $10,000 a year, you're starting to see more money in your paycheck. So you're already happy about what you're seeing in the new tax law. But you know, the devil's in the detail. And we will get to that in a second. But for this year, I want to remind everyone that there are filing thresholds. That, no, if you make a certain amount of money, then you have to file a tax return. Now, is it advisable always to file a tax return if you made money? Yes, because most of us have withholding. Even though you're below the filing necessary income, you might want your withholding money back. And if you're below the threshold, you might even qualify for earned income tax credit, additional child tax credit, and various other things that come along with being below a filing status. So don't automatically assume the numbers I'm about to give out mean that you don't have to file a tax return. It might be smart for you to file a tax return to get your money from the government unless you love your United States government so much that you just want them to keep your check for you.
Okay. Well, what is the next level of filing above the 10%?
The 10% is our current tax bracket is still 10%, 15%, 25%, and 28% are our normal tax brackets. Then you get up to those who are significantly well off and start paying 33% and 35% and 39% of their income. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, most of you who are in the listening audience are going to be between 10 and 28% for this year. Next year, those brackets change from 10 to 24%, but no, they gave you benefits and they also took them away because they made the income levels a little bit tighter. So some of you might even see an increase in what you're paying in taxes. So be wary of that.
Okay.
But for this year, if you are a single person under age 65, if you made less than $10,400, you do not have to file a tax return. If you're married filing jointly and under 65, if you made less than $20,800, you do not have to file a tax return. If you're married filing separately at any age, if you made more than $4,000, you have to file a tax return. Had a household under 65, you have $13,400 before you have to file a tax return. And if you're a qualifying widow with a dependent child and you're under 65, your threshold for having to file a tax return this year is $16,750. Mm-hmm. So again, these thresholds are made up of when you have to file a tax return. It's not telling you when it's advisable that you file a tax return. And also, if you run your own business out of your home, whether or not it's Mary Kay, Avon, you do your own knitting, whatever you might do, if you made more than $400 all year, you have to file a tax return, regardless of the numbers I just gave you before.
Now, there are different forms that are filed, like from Form 1040 Easy to 1040A to Form 1040. How do you know which form to use?
Well, the forms are designed by the IRS around your lifestyle. If 1040 Easy is exactly what it means. It's for the easy person. You got yourself, you're single, you might have one child, you have a W-2, and that's it. No investments. No, it's just a real simple return.
Kind of straightforward.
Just straightforward. That's what the easy is designed for. Those people who don't have a real complicated life and they're just either just starting off college students or you just, you know, your life is just not that complicated. You had one job all your life and that's just it and it's just you and...
Okay.
That's what the easy is designed for. 1040A is someone who has a little bit more complicated. You got a little bit more things going on in your life. You might have some dividends. You might have some interest. You might have, you know, two or three jobs. You might have Social Security and a job. Things that calls for a little bit more lines on the form. So now you're on the 1040A. The 1040 is the grab all. Everything that's on a 1040 easy is on a 1040. Everything that's on a 1040A is on a 1040. And everything that's not on both of those forms, everything else is on the 1040. So it is the universal form. So if you go to a tax professional, most of them will push you toward doing a 1040 because that way they will never forget any credits that you might be able to get because they're going to run down the whole list of credits for someone who has the simplest return to someone who has the most complicated return. And you'll be surprised how some people think their life is simple, but when you start asking them questions, you'll find out, oh, they got this going on and that going on, and it takes them from a 1040 easy right into a 1040. Itemize, if you want to itemize, all that's on a 1040. You can't do that on a 1040A. You can't do that on a 1040 easy. So people who have homes and want to deduct their mortgage interest and their real estate taxes, that's going to be on a 1040.
Okay.
Now, we don't know what the forms are going to look like next year yet because the IRS is just forming their teams to study the new tax law to see how those forms are going to look. But I will tell you this, it will not be a postcard like they advertised when they first sent out the bill. Because what your congressmen did and your congresswomen did was instead of creating a new tax law, they only took and amended pages in the present tax law. By amending the pages, they did not make it smaller. They only made the volumes of books bigger. By adding more pages to the tax law instead of making it more simple, they've made some cases more complicated. And, of course, for tax professionals like myself, only made us happy because that just means more money for us.
Uh-oh.
Like things like we just said a second ago, itemizing. Everyone has been itemizing for years. And you're going to find out that it's going to be very hard to itemize underneath the new tax law. A lot of things are going to be gone. Credits for the disabled and elderly are going to be gone underneath the new tax law. They've just eliminated them. The disability access credit that they gave to businesses for allowing access to their buildings, that credit's gone. They start saying that these things are phased out. Most buildings are already handicap accessible, so why are we giving out money for it? For them to rebuild the same ramp that's already there. Some things they start reasoning out logically and start eliminating. But they're taking out medical and dental expenses. Take them this year and your taxes for this year because underneath the new law for 2018, you will not be able to deduct any of your medical expenses.
Are there any exceptions to that rule so far?
No.
Okay.
Congress eliminated that. They eliminated so many other things that went along the way. But for the most part, I want you to realize that you're going to need, in some cases, to see a tax professional, especially during the tax planning phase, because some of you have investments and things that are locked up that you really need to work to take care of so that you will take advantage of things that underneath the new law that you couldn't underneath the old law and vice versa. There's some things underneath the old law that you had that you can't take this upcoming, and you might want to shift some of your investments and shift some of your vehicles to avoid maximum taxation. So just remember 401k plans are still 401k plans. You know, they for those who are super rich, they made sure that if you have an estate less than $10 million, you'll never have to pay taxes on it. So that's for those of you in the middle class who have a $10 million estate, that's what they did for you. But other than that, the tax law really benefited those who were in the upper half of the income brackets. So upper middle class and above really got a break. The lower brackets got tightened up some, and there's some people in there who will benefit, like those who are at 15%, now we're at 12%. So they're going to benefit from it. Those who are at 25% are at 22%. So there's a slight benefit. But there's some trade-offs, because under the new law, you lose your personal exemptions, but they say, oh, but we increased your standard deduction. Well, the standard deduction will not cover the exemptions loss underneath a family of four. A family of four with a standard deduction and exemptions underneath the new law is losing $4,000 worth of deductions.
My. Tell us the difference between a deduction and a credit.
A deduction is those that help you to reduce your taxable income. That's what a deduction is. But a credit is those things that will either help you to pay your tax bill or lead to a refund. Credits are either refundable or non-refundable. Non-refundable credits come after you've already determined what your tax bill is on the form, and they're going to give you credits to say, okay, child care, elderly care, things like that. You can take credit for that off your tax bill to reduce your tax bill. And then refundable credits help you pay your tax bill. And if your tax bill is zero, those refundable credits go into your pocket. If your tax bill is less than your refundable credits, the remainder of that money goes into your pocket. So you always love refundable credits. But I always tell people, guess what? The non-refundables are important too, because if you can get your tax bill to zero, the refundable credits mean even more.
Okay. Well, you know, when we start off the tax form, it asks for salary and income. And explain what that is. And what is the difference between gross income and adjusted income? Or I should say adjusted gross income.
Well, what it is that, plain and simple, your gross income is exactly the total, the sum of all that you made for the year. Mm-hmm. And
that's earned income.
That's earned income and unearned.
Okay.
They want your gross income for the year. But for the IRS to tax you on your gross income would, in fact, be gross. Mm-hmm. So they give you deductions that lead you to an adjusted gross income.
Okay.
And then once you get to your adjusted gross income, they say, you know what, they still don't want to tax you on that high. So then they start giving your standard deductions and your exemptions. And then you go to the tax table to find out how much you owe. After you already had your deductions, you've had your standard deduction, you've had your exemptions taken out. So now your gross income is your taxable income is nowhere near your gross.
Because
that would be very gross for them to do that to you.
So that adjusted gross income can be significantly lower than just your gross income that encompassed all income that came into the household.
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. And one of the things that you're going to run into this year that you would not run into last year is that most of your tax professionals are going to be asking you for a new item. They're going to be asking to take a picture of your ID, because now by law, as a tax professional, we must take your ID picture and keep a copy of your ID picture on file. This is an identity theft provision from the IRS that we make sure that the person in front of us is the person who they say they are. So we must have a picture ID of that person so we can prove, yes, they looked like the person, so it must have been the person, mm-hmm. and anybody else who filed a tax return must have been lying.
Okay.
So so many scams are out there. So many schemes are out there. I just tell people, be careful with your Social Security number. Be careful with your name. The IRS will never call you. Repeat, the IRS will never call you.
Okay.
The IRS will always send you a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Are there collection companies the IRS has hired? Yes. And they will come after you get the letter. And they will tell you they're going to call you.
Okay.
So you will know before they call. So don't just take every phone call from a collection agency saying that they're the IRS. They need you to send them money and please put it on a debit card. That's a fraud.
Okay.
Anyone who says we're from the IRS and send the money directly to us in the name of our company is a fraud. The IRS is screaming right now to let people know there are so many fraud schemes out there. Please do not fall susceptible to them. Anything come over the internet, anything coming by email, anything coming to your phone, immediately do not give out any information before you call the IRS. Contact the IRS, go to irs.gov and verify that the information that they gave you is correct before you talk to any individual over the phone or by internet. Then I can guarantee you the IRS is not contacting you by the internet.
Okay. Are there any other what they call phishing scams out there that we should be aware of?
There are right now presently 162 different phishing scams that are out there presently. The IRS announced this morning.
And what is a phishing scam?
It is where they want you to click on a link that will allow them to get into your information. You do not click on anything that comes in the mail. Anything that says IRS, please click here. To find out more information, do not click.
So no email notification from the IRS?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just a way, and even tax professionals, I'm telling tax professionals, because now the schemes are going to hit the tax professionals' computers. Don't click on the link that says, ooh, get our free tax software. If you're a tax professional out there, don't do it. Stay away from all those links. Go straight to the websites themselves, and if it's legit, it'll be on the website. If it's not legit, you know you just avoided getting hit, and all your client information didn't go out into the cloud somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the IRS does have on the internet an opportunity for people to do what's called a free file. What does that entail, and is it safe?
The free filing system designed by the IRS has enough protection in it that I would say it's a safe way of filing for those individuals who feel they understand the tax forms, they understand what they're doing, and they do not need assistance. And they can go right to the IRS.gov, go to free file, and they will let you type in your tax return right there on the spot and file your tax return directly with them. There's a small minority of you who can do that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, most people still need help even though they think they don't. So again, I remind people, tax time might look simple, it might sound simple, but the idea is find someone who's reliable. I'm not going to put down the big three. No, if you want to go to fast food and you want to eat a McDonald's hamburger, I'm not going to attack you. I personally prefer to go to Gibson's and eat a nice fresh steak and a ground hamburger. But if you want to go to the fast food of taxes, go right ahead to the H&R Blocks and the Jackson Hewitts and the Liberties of the world. You will get your fast food tax return, and your tax return will be done just like they do in a fast food. It will be standard like everybody else's. But if you want to really make sure your taxes are done correctly, always seek out a tax professional. A tax professional will give you the care that's necessary to make sure you don't miss anything and will spend time to tailor make your tax return to you as opposed to forcing you into a standard tax return. But again, Chicagoland, there are so many more things that involving taxes that we could talk about, but our time is fleeting already, and time goes by so fast when we talk about taxes. But if you have any questions, you can contact me, Marshall Matthews, at LMM, My Tax Man. The number is 312-624-7712. Again, the number is 312-624-7712, or you can visit our website at www.lmmmytaxman.com. We are located at 150 North Michigan Avenue, Suite 2800 in downtown Chicago. Chicagoland, we thank you for listening to our program today of the FACT organization. We hope we gave you some generous and important information for you, and we want you to have a very pleasant night.
In Chicagoland, we promise to bring back Marshall Matthews as we get closer to the deadline, which is April the 17th
this year.
This year, mm-hmm. For all of the procrastinators, we will be sure to have you back, Marshall. Have a great week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.